And Songo, would you mind sharing with us the conversation you had or what you spoke about?
I'll say she's feeling better now because during the Christmas festivities, she was having a lot of programs here. She was going on shows a lot, so her voice was going down. She got sick, so I asked her that she's doing well because I had to travel and go and look at my grandma in Kumasi, so I couldn't get time for her. So when I came back, I wanted to make sure that everything was fine. And she was telling me, oh, she's doing well, she's okay now. I can even hear her voice on the phone that, I mean, she's doing so well. And I was singing her song, and she was also singing the back. You understand? And we're just sharing our normal, you know, baby girl, baby boy stuff, you know. You understand? Sometimes he calls me my baby honey.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe baby daddy. Sometimes he uses the daddy as he don't call me daddy. He say, okay, I know you like the baby boy. I didn't know that he's even in a certain region at this, but
Songo, we know you had quite a relationship with her, and you heard this news. I'm sure you may have tried to confirm by calling her phone or reaching family. Did anything like that happen?
Yes, I've done that. Her phone is off. Her phone is off. And I mean, that really scared me. You understand? When I heard the news, that really scared me. When I tried calling her phone, I tried calling Bullet, the manager, and Bullet's phone was also off. So I didn't know what to do.
Mm.
I was like, oh my God.
But how did you hear this news?
People were calling me, sending me messages. People were calling me, sending me messages. And my mom called me, my dad called me. From outside, I'm having a lot of messages and a lot of calls. And I'm talking to you right now. People calling me, people still sending messages. And if you wanted to find out from me, I just woke up and